Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sorry, I missed this one. I guess apparently this week we had Vegetarian Day, not to be confused with World Vegetarian Day, which is October the 1st.
What's the difference?
Because for vegetarians, being annoying only one day a year is not enough. They want it 2 days a year. Uh-huh.
Oh, they want more than two. Every time they try to give you a hard time about what you're eating.
I guess Vegetarian Day is not as big as World Vegetarian Day. I guess that's just...
It sounds like they didn't get their plans together, because you should have a World Vegetarian Day, and that should cover everything.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm not trying to put them down. If you want to be a vegetarian, that's fine. Oh, but sure. I just how sad is it to walk into any restaurant and can't find anything to eat?
I know.
They'll sit there and tell you, but they do. They have great selections. Go ahead, Heidi, tell us.
They do. There's a lot to choose from.
Well, and I saw that what's interesting is, like, today is ice cream sandwich day.
Yes, it is.
So we get to choose? Yeah. I'm going with that one.
Yeah, I think so. If you have those two in the same week, I'm going to celebrate just this one.
Do vegetarians eat ice cream?
Yeah, you could have it without dairy.
Vegans don't.
Well, that's not ice cream.
Oh, it is.
Did you see this story where two men were fined after they ate raw squirrels at a vegan food market? The raw squirrel chewers described themselves as pro-meat protesters.
That is interesting. Yeah. Why do they eat raw squirrel?
I don't know. But parents said their children were traumatized by this, but not as traumatized as the squirrels.
That seems like it would be dangerous.
I don't understand that at all.
Were they alive?
No, they weren't alive. The two men were creating a public disturbance, the court says, in connection with the incident. And it was at a vegan food market. The men aimed insults at vegan customers and also ate raw squirrels.
Oh, my.
A video of the incident shows the men gnawing on the beheaded bodies of the squirrels as onlookers asked them to please stop eating those squirrels. One of the guys had a T-shirt with the slogan, veganism equals malnutrition.
Yeah, here it is, Hawk.
There you go. And a judge ruled by... chewing on the raw, dead squirrels, the men had planned to cause distress to the public.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. I mean, we're supposed to have freedom of expression and free speech, but it's certainly very tacky. Now, if they'd have pulled up with a bucket of KFC, I'd have been like, you know what? There is nothing wrong with eating KFC.
Right, and you're proving the same point.
Right. Yeah. So why do it with a raw squirrel?
Yeah, or even fried squirrel. I mean, I wouldn't eat it, but if you want to fry a squirrel and...
Hey, listen, I had it as a kid.
And I don't want it.
It don't taste like chicken. squirrels just kind of chewy.
Really?
A little chewy.
I used to feel bad about it whenever people said they ate squirrel, because I thought squirrels were so cute. Mm-hmm. And then they started throwing stuff at me from the trees.
Yeah.
And I don't like them anymore.
Okay.
I thought they were cute, but they're mean.
But aren't squirrels part of the rodent family? Like, you could be eating a rat as a squirrel?
Oh, so that's why those guys used it. Heidi, look at the look on Heidi's face. They were eating the raw squirrel because it's gross.
I don't think they're rodents.
I don't know. I just thought I'd read that.
I mean,
we need an Alexa in here.
Here's the thing. You have rats, and you try to get rid of them in your house, okay? You have mice. You try to get rid of them with mice or mouse traps. You have squirrels in your attic. You definitely won't try to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It looks like squirrels are members of the family Sciuridae, a family that includes small or medium-sized rodents.
Oh, wow.
So they are, in fact, rodents. So are prairie dogs.
Okay.
Really?
Well, sometimes they're in the road.
Dents in your car.
They don't make dents. The deer make dents in your car, but I've never hit a squirrel and it made a dent in my car.
So here's what makes something a rodent. It has specialized teeth for gnawing. So that means that beavers And porcupines and chipmunks are also rodents.
And Tom.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think I'm a rodent.
Yeah. You should see him gnaw on these cheese balls.
I'm telling you. That explains that Ancestry.com results I got.
I will put a hidden video up on you one morning and let people watch.
I'll post it.
Tom, he hovers over those cheese balls like a little squirrel eating his nuts.
I'll put two or three of them inside my jaws.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.